Welcome to this edition of Meet the People of MCB with Kay Malmquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
And, you know, I just learned something real recently about Kay. And I'm hoping that we can get her on. I just recently learned that she plays the harmonica. So I'm hoping at some point in time that we'll be able to have her on and play just a little bit of her, get the word out, her harmonica. So what do you think about that, Kay?
Oh, who knows? You might be able to bribe me into it.
Oh, I think people would enjoy it. I really do. Well, today's guest, I tell you, I'm really looking forward to today's interview. I think you guys, by the way, thank you so much for tuning in today. And our guest today is Beverly Robertson from Lake Stockton Area Council of the Blind. So good morning, Beverly. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, Beverly, it is just so good to have you on because we're going to go back and we're going to reminisce about some stuff. But before we get into all that, would you mind sharing with us? I know that you have a vision impairment. Share with us a little bit about the cause of your vision loss.
I have retinal albinism, and it's an inherited thing. And I was, just born with the problem. I am not an albino in the terms of that I have blue eyes, not pink eyes. And I can see some. My hair is white and my skin is really light, which makes it kind of hard to be in the sun a lot. And I'm an only child, so, we don't know if another sibling would have been the same. My mother had dark hair and blue eyes. My dad and one of his sisters had the light hair, but not as light as mine, and really light blue eyes. But neither of them had a visual problem.
Wow, I find that really fascinating. So would you consider yourself low vision? Do you have any residual vision at all?
I'm low vision.
Okay, all right. Now, is it getting progressively worse or is it pretty well stable?
It's stable.
Okay. Well, you mentioned that you're a lonely child, only child. Have you been in Missouri just about all your life and specifically around the Bolivar, Missouri area?
Yes. When I was a really small child, I lived in Cedar County, Missouri, in a rural area. And then my dad became postmaster at Fairplay, Missouri, and we had to move to Polk County. And which is Bolivar, Missouri, is the county seat.
Okay, all right. And so because of your vision loss, were you able to attend public school, or did you go to school for the blind, or how'd that work out for you?
I attended public school. I doubt that my parents knew that there was an option. And school was not the most pleasant experience because I don't think I truly realized my limitations, and other people didn't either.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always felt behind.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. And did you graduate high school and go on to college, or did you just finish the high school?
I went on to college. When I look back at things, I wonder, the Lord must have really been taking care of me to get me through.
Yeah. So what was your major?
Until I started to college, I majored in, to begin with, in psychology and art, and then I changed to elementary education and art, but never worked in those fields.
Oh, okay.
Of course, you always enjoy art. But later on, I had the opportunity to go to a school through the American Medical Records Association, which was correspondence. And then I worked at Bolivar Family Care Center Medical Clinic for 33 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's terrific.
What did you do there?
Medical transcription.
Okay,
that's
good deal.
Yeah.
And,
oh, before
turning
it over.
At the end, the hospital bought the clinic, and then I moved to being the PBX operator.
Oh, okay. Before I turn it back over to Kay, so where did you attend college?
I went to Southwest Baptist University here in Bolivar.
Yep, know it well.
And then after I got married, I went to CMSU in Warrensburg.
Yep, okay, yeah. Know both of those very, very well. Okay, because I remember a time, and I don't know if you follow sports at all, but I know Southwest Baptist was part of, back there then, the MIAA, and then you guys always had a really good basketball team several years and stuff. But anyway, so Kay, go ahead.
Well, you know, that's really fascinating that you went to college even after having problems with high school and things like that. And I'm glad to hear that you went on to college. Was your experience there better than your high school experience?
Yes, because by this time, you know, it's been so many years ago, I can't really remember how it all went together, but I ended up getting involved with blind rehab services, and that's the first time I'd ever had a reader. And that made quite a difference. And then when I went to CMSU, my experience was even better there because they were familiar with having students that had disabilities. And they were much more cooperative and understanding.
Well, that's good. At least you had a better experience, and then you could go on to the workforce. And obviously, you were pretty good at medical transcription if you did it for 33 years. That's incredible. I've known people that have done that. My mom actually studied for it as well, but she never pursued it because she found something else that she got into. But I know people that have made a very lucrative living at it and enjoyed it too, just for its varied, well, between, you know, the doctors and things like that. So did you find that to be an interesting career, or was it just basically a paycheck, or did you enjoy working for various people for different reasons, doctors and things like that?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Okay. Chip, what do you have?
Yeah. So then during your time after you decided to, some point in time, you decided to retire. Now, did you get involved like with the Lake Stockton Area Council while you were working, or did all that come about later?
It was while I was working. I was one of the dumb ones that didn't retire until I was 70.
Okay, all right. So how long then have you been a member of Lake Stockton Area Council?
I think that it was 2011.
Okay, all right, yeah. So, and I know, Beverly, you've held several different positions there. I know you've been on the board. You were the Lake Stockton's board rep for a time. And so tell us some of the things that you've enjoyed doing, positions that maybe you've held there with the Lake Stockton Area Council.
I enjoyed being a board rep because I learned more that way.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I think I was probably president for too long.
I know that feeling sometimes.
our group, you know, is small, and we've lost so many people to death. Yeah. That's how it seems like we lose our members. And our club is totally different now than what it was when I joined.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
so many of the people are gone and we have new people.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we were, go ahead, Kay.
Oh, I was just going to ask, you're still involved with your affiliate?
Yes. We have a meeting this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. And you told me that you guys are now back to meeting in person.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's really great.
I agree.
Yeah. We were talking earlier, Beverly, about, days gone by. And there was always a time when Eugene Doty was living and Lake Stockton area, you guys put on an auction every year and you would invite the affiliates from Joplin, Springfield, West Plains. And I remember those days. And those were always so much fun. You did the auction. You guys, you had hamburgers and hot dogs and all that other good stuff. And it was just so much fun. And Kay and I were talking about that. We would really like to see affiliates getting back to doing things together in their area. It would just mean so much to be able to do that.
It was a lot of fun, but I can't see that we would ever be able to do it again, or at
sure.
least not unless our group grows and we get some younger people.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And unfortunately, of course, you know, we've lost West Plains too. That affiliate's been long gone. And I know some of the other affiliates, the one in the two in Springfield, you know, maybe have some growing issues and all that too. So things have changed. Maybe just who knows though. Sure would like to see that happen though.
Yes.
That really would be great. Go ahead, Kay.
No, I was just thinking that I was very much in agreement with you. It's really neat to have that collaborative effort, and I would love to see that come back. And even if it meant helping the affiliates to get it done and to get it together because there wasn't enough people involved, maybe we can figure out a way to do that. Because I know even the affiliates, the people just enjoy, people need to get together more. And
they do.
And we're too separate. And so, yeah, that would be fun to see that happen. So, I was just wondering, so I don't remember if you were married or not, or if you had any family in the area or anything like that.
I'm married. It'll be 54 years in November.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
We have one daughter. And without correction, she is legally blind, but she can be corrected to 20/20.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Good deal.
You bet.
Does she have the same eye problem that you do or not?
Yes. The eye doctor that we used to go to, and he's moved to Texas, he showed me pictures of mine and my daughter's and my grandson's retinas and how, you know, they have it, but just not enough to make it to where they can't be corrected.
Right. Not as severely.
And my granddaughter, I don't know because he had already left by then. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How old is your daughter?
48.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And she's still living there around the area?
Yes, she still lives in Bolivar.
Okay.
And everybody else seems well enough to drive.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
Which is a very important thing.
Yeah. Okay. Transportation is my number one grumble. I couldn't agree with you more.
Now,
is your daughter... Well, Bolivar's a small town.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now, is your daughter, is she also a member of Lake Stockton?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So what was it, though, that drew your attention that, you know, where you wanted to get involved with something, you know, like with the blind community and specifically the Lake Stockton Area Council?
Well, I had always known Jean Doty, and her daughter and I are best friends.
Uh-huh.
And my mom used to take Jean to work when they both worked at the pants factory here in Bolivar.
Uh-huh.
And another member, Robert Evans, he kept prodding until I decided we'd go see what it was about.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Robert. Yeah, because we love having you. You bet. Yeah. So is there anything about MCB on a state level, whether, you know, any of the programs or anything that you've really participated in that you found really enjoyable?
I enjoy going to the conventions and getting to see everybody and visit.
Yeah. So do you know whether you'll be able to go this year?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I think, is it next year, Kay, that it's going to be in Springfield, which would be a little closer to you, Beverly? Maybe that time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So
it would be good to see you.
You bet, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to come.
Well, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
The more the merrier. I'm really looking forward to people getting together and seeing each other and finally doing stuff together rather than having to sit behind a computer and do Zoom. Oh, it works, but it's my second choice for sure.
Yeah. Well, Beverly, you mentioned, you mentioned about your husband. Now, what kind of work did he do?
He had a contract cleaning business.
Uh-huh.
Here in Bolivar.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay. Any other questions?
I was just wondering, well, Beverly, what can you tell us about yourself that nobody knows or nobody suspects or whatever? It can be whatever you think might be of interest, or even if you think it's not of interest.
Well, one thing that I did that my mother was very much against because of my vision was I learned to water ski.
Oh, and that was
something
terrific.
I really
that's
enjoyed
terrific.
Was water
yes.
skiing.
I love water skiing. I haven't done it in years, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
Me
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for you.
You bet. And I'm like, Kay, I love to water ski too. I'm not real good at it, but I enjoy doing
it. Well, I wasn't either, but fun.
You'd have the thrill of it. When it worked, it was awesome. And when it didn't, well.
That's right. I do better on a zip sled than I did actually water skis, but that's all right.
That's cool.
So, and Chris, you guys got, of course, you know, Lake Stockton, you guys have, and I've gone there, been there and done some fishing and stuff. It is such a beautiful, beautiful area. I tell you, if people don't, it is absolutely gorgeous. How well kept up it is. It's just, back there then I had sight. And I remember going to Lake Stockton and doing some fishing and stuff and was just really so amazed and intrigued just about how well kept up it was. So, and it is indeed a really beautiful area. So
that's
what,
for sure.
Yeah. So tell us, Beverly, what's the future look like for Beverly Robertson? Any plans or?
Well, no, not really.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, go ahead.
Go ahead.
My biggest project in front of me is that I would like to scan my mother's photo albums and mine and write, you know, beside the pictures.
Sure.
The things that I remember.
Yeah.
So that I can give that to my daughter and grandchildren.
That would be awesome.
My grandson especially is really interested in the family history.
That's neat. It's a great legacy to be able to pass on like
that.
You bet.
Yeah.
You get a chance to do it.
You bet. Any other questions, Kay, for Beverly?
Well, not that I can really think of. I think I've really enjoyed this conversation. It's been really interesting, and I've learned more. I'm relatively new with MCB and the people, and so I've found this whole thing very fascinating. I really enjoyed this. I appreciate your being here.
So let me ask you, Beverly, you've now been a part of Lake Stockton. And of course, when you become a member of an affiliate, you automatically become a member of Missouri Council of the Blind. Is there anything that maybe comes to mind that you would like to see? Because right now you have both the president and vice president of the organization here doing this interview with you. So is there anything that you would like to see Missouri Council of the Blind offer to its members that it's currently not offering?
Well, I honestly can't think of anything.
Okay.
If I have questions and I call the office, the girls are always good to come up with the answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's
and
good.
I haven't needed equipment.
Yeah.
So I've never experienced that side of it.
Uh-huh.
Because my equipment had been provided for me through rehab services.
Right. And so what kind of equipment do you have?
I have the CCTV.
I was going to ask you if that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, good. Very good. Yeah, that's great.
And I have the magnifier on my computer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. Yeah, that's great.
And when my husband got me my smartphone, I was almost aggravated at him. I didn't think I needed it.
Well,
Beverly, yeah, I think we've all been.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We've all been irritated by that when we first started out. I can remember being happy when I figured out how to answer the dumb thing.
Well, I tell you what, it is a part of my daily life.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah.
The camera, I use it all the time.
Sure.
To look at the dials on the stove and on the washing machine.
Yes. That's right. You bet. Yeah. That's
good
terrific.
For you.
Yes.
Now, you use
right.
an iPhone or an Android?
I have an Android.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. So that is terrific.
Now, I haven't figured out how to get on Bard yet.
Yeah.
I guess I need Roger to help me figure that out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You bet. Yeah. Roger could do that for you. Sure. I've got the Bard app, and I know Kay does too on her phone. I got mine on my phone. And mm-hmm. it really comes in handy. It really does. So, yeah. Well, let me ask you, Beverly, one last question. Any words of wisdom, any sage advice that you would like to share with all of our listeners? Words of encouragement, anything that you can think of? Or maybe something you'd like to share that we haven't talked about today?
Well, I think for years that it was difficult for me to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to compare myself to other people, quote, normal people.
Sure.
I didn't know what they could really see that I couldn't see.
Right.
And, but I'm kind of outgrowing that in my old age.
Yeah.
That I don't mind asking someone for help, like
sure.
I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yep, I understand. Yeah, sure enough.
Well, yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband sitting here beside me and said, oh, well, I wouldn't even ask him for help.
Yeah.
I guess it's just stubbornness to prove that you can do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Beverly, yeah, well, I agree. Seriously, you're saying basically don't be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I would concur with that.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. We've
thank
all been
you very
there,
much
done that.
For that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Beverly, for your openness and honesty to share that with us. And thank you, Beverly, for being our guest today here on Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you can call me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time here on Meet the People of MCB. Thanks so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll catch you right back here next time. Y'all have a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.